on the mound, AfterBuzz, gonna talk your favorite show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a cell phone, please put it down because people are dying, but only if you're president. We have the one and only Christian Blatt.
Hey, everybody. You can find me on social media at ChristianDMZ. And I'd like to give honorable mention to our intro song as one of the best songs from South Park history.
That's right. Today, we're doing something a little bit different. We're putting it down. And we are ranking the best songs of South Park, the top three songs, which, of course, is by us. So, therefore, it's gold. It's,
yeah. You'd say it's cash for gold, but no spoilers.
That's right. We don't have Stephen Lemieux or Steph Sabraw. They chose not to participate tonight.
I think it's because they're both tone deaf, if I had to guess.
It could be the Dodgers, too. I don't know.
That's true. I think that might be where Steph is, which that'll show her.
Jeff, you can turn off the put it down.
We can put it down.
We could put down the song. Normally we have a spoiler warning, but tonight we're going to have a little bit different warning. It's we're going to have a singing warning because Christian and I will sing some of these songs.
Yeah, I think I might do backup on your first choice as opposed to, you know, I feel like, well, I'll let you explain it before I explain why I feel like I shouldn't sing.
What did we do?
What was that there, Jeff Grimm?
It's just you guys are singing, so the audience was anticipating the...
Oh,
I see. So yes, be forewarned of that moving forward, but nonetheless, we will give it our opinion. So like I said, we're going to give our top three choices. And why don't we start with choice number three? I'll go first. It's, of course, for me, Gay Fish by Kanye West from Fish Sticks.
You can't go wrong with the Fish Sticks.
They've parodied a bunch of his videos. They've, of course, parodied Kanye West multiple times. This is from season 13, episode 5. It's the joke that just kept on giving. It's basically Cartman and Jimmy come up with a joke. Cartman seems to think that he got credit for it. Where it involves Kanye is that he just really doesn't understand the gay fish joke. He thinks of himself as a gay fish and just takes it too far, which culminates into the wonderful song that we get at the end called Gay Fish, which parodies Heartless. So without further ado, here is Gay Fish. Maybe with some further ado.
The interesting thing that I was reading, just to sort of refamiliarize myself and hear these songs again, is that Kanye said that it really hurt his feelings that they did this. And that's not very street, Kanye, that like a cartoon hurt your feelings.
You want the real lowdown? I had a chance to go to the Kardashian Christmas.
Look at you.
And this was after the Kim and Kanye Hobbit episode.
Yes.
And I just wanted to keep asking him, you sure she's not the Hobbit? But I didn't.
No,
I had decorum.
Smart. Very smart. That kind of decorum is important.
How we doing, Jeff?
We are close, guys. I apologize for technical difficulties, but we should be good to go now.
Is Kanye in the booth with you?
Apparently Kanye's in the booth. I still got nothing.
Jeff Grimm, I'm going to let you finish, but, you know, Phil really has a great song to sing.
I am going to exchange the headphones for our best engineer. One sec, guys.
What did you think of this song, Christian, while we wait?
You know, it's funny because I love this one so much, and it's just there's so many songs. You know, we traded emails earlier today. There's so many songs. I hadn't thought about this in a while, and I was like, oh, my God, this is such a great one. And that episode was so funny because it was just like I'm old, so I never got the whole Kanye thing. I think people have by now gotten tired of him, but I was always sort of like, yeah, I don't get it. So, yeah, this is such a great episode, and I mean, it's a fantastic song. And until you said it, I forgot it was a parody of a Kanye song. Because to me, Gay Fish is the real song.
I absolutely loved it. And part of my methodology for ranking these songs was just the simple fact of what songs do I remember?
Yeah.
And then rank those. But literally going through the list, like there's no I wasn't able to find the official count. But the amount of songs in South Park is just insane.
Yeah, there's episodes with three or four songs in them. So, you know, and I mean, we're 21 seasons in. So, obviously, yeah, there's hundreds of songs.
All right. I guess that's my cue. I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why others joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me. And now I got my wish, because I know that I'm a gay fish.
Gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay fish. I'm a gay fish, yo. Girl, I am a gay fish. It's all right, girl. Making love to other gay fish. So there you go. That's a little bit, little snippet. Bit.
I love that.
Little and ditty I've worked on.
I think that you hurt Kanye's feelings all over again, you know, because he hadn't thought about it in a while.
You know what? I should be so lucky to see him at Christmas.
He's
going to
see it at the Christmas and be like, oh, we got to talk.
I will say, very nice guy overall.
I'm glad to hear it. I don't know him. I just know people's public persona. And so
he came up. He said, hey, I'm Kanye. Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming. And right. Yeah, I
that's
appreciate
one of the things I like most about celebrities, who it's like, you know who they are, but they still introduce themselves anyway. Yeah. The worst is like a B-level celebrity who just assumes you know who they are. And they're just like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I'm like, shut up. You're Mark Feierstein. Yeah, that's right. I name dropped somebody I didn't like. Anyway.
So, there you go. That's my third choice.
So my third choice comes from, well, it's technically not from South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. It's from Terrence and Phillip, Asses of Fire, the movie within Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. And if you think about the movie, you could have chosen all three of your picks. You could have chosen most of the songs from the movie. Like, for me, Uncle Fucker is the one that just really stands out. And it's the one that I walked away from just remembering, like, I can't believe that was a song. I remember, this is a simpler times of almost 20 years ago now. And, so that for me is the best one. But Brian Boitano, Blaine Canada, there's so many great songs in the movie. But this is for me. It's my list. If you have a problem, make sure to comment below and just tell us why I'm such an idiot.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to have a little portion of it. Yes. You want to do Terrence and I'll do Philip?
I think that's the way to do it. Yeah, I've always felt like more of a Terrence. Oh, and just to preamble one more time before we actually hit the song, I'm a huge Terrence and Philip fan, and I know people hate Terrence and Philip, but it's been a long time since they've been on the show, so I think we're ready for more Terrence and Philip.
Only because they're Canadian. If they were American, I don't think people would have a problem with
them. No, people would have no problem with them. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's because they're Canadian. All right. So, yeah. Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cock-sucking, ass-licking Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker. Yes, it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your face. Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
What's going on here?
Uncle Fucker, Uncle Fucker, Uncle Fucker. There you go.
Sort of the, you got the gist. That's the single version, you know, not the extended dance mix. But, And by the way, you have my favorite line, which is, you don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's, good times.
You know what? It's not that far off from lyrics today.
No. I think you're absolutely right. And by the way, rewatching this, as they're watching it in the movie theater, people are walking out and the boys are just transfixed by it. And when I saw South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, I definitely had people walking out of the theater. And it reminded me of that experience.
Why? Did they... because it's one of those things, it's obviously a standalone movie, but if you don't watch the show, you have no clue what
you're just like, oh, I've heard a lot about this. And it was just like people were walking, like the moment where different people walked out, you're like, wait, that was the thing that was too much? So it's almost like that's as entertaining as the movie itself, watching people walk out of it. Now I don't even know if people would notice. Like in the 20 years since, like this could be on PBS at this point.
I think South Park should parody Sasha Baron Cohen, because Brothers Grimsby, that just took things a little bit too far.
That's what I've heard. I don't need to see that much elephant semen. So I yes, there's a
10-minute
yeah
semen elephant scene where an elephant fucks another elephant and semen splurges into the gut of the elephant where they are, and they're in semen for 10 minutes, and you see erect penises. And mind you, if I'm going on too long, it's only a portion of the movie. And originally the scene was 19 minutes. They cut it gracefully down to 19. Anyway, the point being.
But hey, let's bring it back to South Park because you mentioned that, and that reminds me of a song not on our list. This is sort of like an honorable mention. An Elephant Makes Love to a Pig from, I think, episode 1? Maybe episode 2. But
look at
so
the
it all comes back together, yeah.
That's a great callback, yeah. Absolutely. So I never got to see the South Park movie in theaters.
It's because you're not old like I am. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was out of college and I went to go see it. So yeah.
I saw it on home video, same as my friends.
Oh, that's good though. You must have been as excited as the kids watching Asses of Fire, being like, oh my god, I have this movie. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird play because as a kid, you try to tell your parents, like, no, it's an animated movie. It's fine.
Look, it's a cartoon. Look at the box. Yeah.
Yeah. So, didn't quite work out that way. Anyway, moving on. Choice number 2 for me. This was always going to be on the list. It just depended where it was going to be on the list for me. It's the good old Jackin' in San Diego from the Butterballs episode where they're making fun of bullying. And all that's really left by the end of the episode, Kyle keeps telling Stan, like, dude, you should just go Jack in San Diego. And eventually that becomes the only solution. And I think it's a great life alternative. You know what? When eventually, with all the things going on in the world, I don't think it's time to call it quits, but there's only one thing left, and it's Jack in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's a barbershop type quartet, yes, which I loved.
Yeah, I like any time that they have sort of, you know, their style, Trey and Matt style of songs done by any kind of old-timey, you know, whether it be vaudeville, barbershop quartet, whatever it is. I love this approach to their lyrics.
Yeah, so I'm not fully going to do it justice, but nonetheless, we will. Here's our rendition of Jackin' It in San Diego. I think it goes 2 verses. I'm going jacket where the sun always shines.
He's going to jacket. It.
Been spreading the word, and now I need to ease my mind.
Jackin' it,
oh. Been planting apple seeds, and while the apples grow, I'm going to go out jackin' it in San Diego. Jackin' it, jackin' it, jackety jack, spankin' it, spankin' it.
Spankity smack.
So much. Anyway.
So much jackin' it, so much spankin'.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff Graham.
If you guys hated the intro singing, you guys are going to hate this.
Yeah, that's but I personally I loved it because I'm a terrible singer, but as anyone who really knows me, I love karaoke even though I'm not a good singer. So the idea that we're doing this is I want to do this every week, but we probably shouldn't.
Here's a recommendation for all you fans out there. There are karaoke rooms where you and a group of friends can do karaoke. And I think that's the greatest because you get your own drinks.
Yeah.
You could mess around all you want. And no one's watching. And you're not taking up anyone else's time.
Yeah. And you also don't have to worry about other people, you know, taking up your time. Yeah. I prefer the room karaoke. Like, there's a place in Little Tokyo here in L.A. that I might as well buy a room there at this point.
Interesting. All right. For your choice number two.
It's so funny because it's from the episode It Hits the Fan. And this was a big deal because they say shit, I think, 143 times in this episode. And that was just a big deal because you can get away with it on basic cable. They just usually don't, you know. And the song is Mr. Garrison singing Shitty Shitty Fag Fag. And the funny thing is that the word fag is much more offensive than the word shitty now. Whereas at that point, you could probably have gotten the word fag on TV. But now it's almost like, say shit, but don't say that other word. You know, and just changing times. And look, I think people need to be more sensitive and all that, but maybe not South Park. So it was hard for me to pick only one Mr. Garrison song that because there's so many great moments. But yeah, this was it. And it's to the tune of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which is a movie I loved when I was a kid. So yeah, this is number 2 for me. And it's very short. There's only a few words. It's like one verse over and over again.
You get to
again.
Go a cappella on
go,
this one.
I'll go a cappella. That's fine with me. Hey there. Shitty, shitty, fag, fag, shitty, shitty, fag, fag. How do you do? Shitty, shitty, fag, fag, shitty, shitty, fag, fag. And so on and so forth.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. All right. So before we get to our top picks, We do have a couple of honorable mentions. Stephen Lemieux, the ghost of Stephen Lemieux, has picked the Cash for Gold song from season 17, episode 8. It was an absolutely wonderful song.
Agreed.
Lots to do there. And it was instrumental. It wasn't even...
Yeah, he played it for me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I somehow remembered it with words, but I misremembered is what I did. But
absolutely. Yeah. And then, of course, Merry Fucking Christmas from Season 3, Episode 15. What a simpler time.
Yeah, that Christmas special, I actually watch it every year. It's the first real Christmas special, Mr. Hankey's Christmas special. It has some great moments. There's Jesus and Santa singing as lounge singers. That's a favorite. But Mr. Garrison, Merry Fucking Christmas. And I couldn't pick two, so it had to be an honorable mention. And I won't sing it, but I will just say that when he says, "Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry Fucking Christmas, drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus." I mean, what is more festive and Christmassy than that? The answer, nothing. Nothing. Yes.
I put that up there with Eight Crazy Nights.
It's right up there with Eight Crazy Nights.
Two Christmas classics, certainly for the kids.
Yeah.
I have to say, well, you know, looking back on last season, at least just mentally, not maybe factually, last season didn't have a lot of songs, and
no,
so
I
that's
agree.
Why that's why it was so shocking to see all the number of songs, and then in part why we did this because I you know this season has had a lot of great songs, and so we opened up with "Put It Down." For me, that's an honorable mention for sure. It was just such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it's true. To get some songs back into the mix, it's great because. You know, look, I don't know what the workload is, but Trey and Matt write some great songs. Like their movie Orgasmo has some amazing songs too, and even Cannibal the Musical has a couple of really funny songs. So, the idea that they went so long an entire season without writing songs, I very much welcome this, and we talked about it on the show how much we enjoyed it.
Absolutely, and we had to mention. One of Chef's songs.
Hello, children. I miss Chef. I didn't at first, but it's been so long that he's been gone now. If you see a really old episode, you're like, oh, yeah, Chef was great.
Yeah, he was the voice of reason, ultimately. Yeah. And because especially, like, I remember proper condom use and all the parents were going so nuts. He's like, well, what Chef, what is the proper, you know, age to use a condom? 17. But what? 17. He's just, you know, always had an answer.
Chef always had the answers. It's true. And, you know, it's... I don't know who has the answers now. I don't think anybody has the answers now.
That's
sure
the problem.
Sure isn't Randy.
No. All right. We're going to do our best to sing.
If I may, quickly, guys. Yeah. The engineer in the booth would like to humbly contribute Let's Fighting Love as a classic. Let's Fighting Love. Now we got the whole booth in here singing it.
There you go.
I would have felt disingenuous not to... Okay, I'll stop. But that...
Well, you get to participate on this one, right. since that's Jeff Graham from the booth.
Doing my best back here, y'all.
All good. So now you're gonna do your best singing this song with us.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Did you say Kyle's mom? Right?
No.
Chocolate salty balls.
Salty. Yeah. Okay, so this is an honorable mention.
All right. Here we go.
2 tablespoons of cinnamon and 2 or 3 egg whites. a half a stick of butter, melted, stick it in a bowl. Baby, stir it with a wooden spoon, mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Jeff, take over!
Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
Suck on my chocolate salty balls!
Stick them in your mouth and suck them!
Suck on my chocolate salted balls.
They're packed full of vitamins.
And good for you, so suck on my balls. There you go. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, but if Isaac Hayes would ever consider coming back, we'll promise never to sing any of his songs again.
For sure. For sure.
For sure.
R.I.P. Chef. All right. So choice number one, the moment you've all been waiting for, clearly the moment of intense suspense. Just like any scene competition show, I'm going to continue drawing out the suspense with choice number one.
Right after this.
Mine is, you could say it's from the movie, you could say it's from Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. It's, everyone knows the song, Kyle's Mom is a Bitch.
Which is also true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even, it's just a statement of fact. It's a wonderful song. I think it needs no further introduction, so let's get right into it. I'll try to do it justice. Kyle's mom's a bitch. She's a big fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch if there ever was a bitch. She's a bitch of all the boys and girls. On Monday, she's a bitch. On Tuesday, she's a bitch. On Wednesday through Sunday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king. Kamehameha, bitch. Have you ever met...
My friend Kyle's mom, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch. She's a stupid bitch. Kyle's mom's a bitch, and she's a super dirty bitch. There you go.
So many happy memories.
Ah, man. I love how fast they are. It's almost like, you know, it reminds me of Eminem, where it just you just think it's fast enough that it's just slow enough you can keep up with the rhymes, but you can't.
No. You can't. You can't feel it. This is our version of 8 Mile, by the way, this episode.
For sure. For sure.
So for me, for number one, this was, I think, season 6. I wasn't smart enough to write down the episode number, but I actually...
Season 6, episode 2.
Now that I realized you actually had those next to there. Yeah, season 6, episode 2. This is the song Montage, which is from the episode Aspen, which the whole episode is basically a parody of 80s movies where things get solved, like on the ski slope and all that. And in those movies, you always need a montage. Now, this song was reappropriated by Trey and Matt for Team America World Police, but it originated in this episode. This was first. But it's such a great song. And yes, it is indeed my number one because I just laughed so hard when I watched this. And it's one of those things, like when you watch things by yourself, you can laugh a little bit. But for me personally, I don't usually laugh so hard when I'm by myself. I need to be, you know, in a movie theater or something where there's a lot of people laughing. This was one it was just perfect. And
Jeff, you want to pull up like Eye of the Tiger instrumental? I think that's a fitting fitting one to lay down some track for.
So we'll put down the track for the actual montage song. Yeah, I'll give the intro and I will go through one chorus.
All right, Darsh, let's hear it. Okay, here we go.
On your cue.
We have a little ad.
Little pop up.
The classic pop up.
The classic pop up ads.
The day is approaching to give it your best. That's when you need to put yourself to the test and show us the passage of time. We're gonna need a montage, a sports training montage. Remind everyone what's going on.
What's going on?
And with every shot, show a little improvement to show it won't take long. That's called a montage. Even Rocky had a montage.
Any sport, if you want to go from just a beginner to a pro, you'll need a montage.
Montage.
A simple little montage.
Montage.
Always fade out.
Montage.
Into a montage.
Montage. If you fade out, that seems like a long time. Montage has passed in a montage. 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 Once we went 3 verses in, we might as well finish it. Thank you.
Rocky would be proud.
Yeah, and we're taking this on tour. We might as well announce it now. We were going to announce it next week, but Phil and I will be in a city near you.
That's
absolutely
right. At Christian DMZ, you know, contribute there.
Yeah, that's right.
At Phil Svitek for sure. All right. I don't know what else is left.
Well, people can let us know their favorite songs, and maybe we'll throw them in next week or in a future show. And, you know, we can revisit great songs. You know, we can do themed songs. Maybe we could even do favorite Christmas songs in a few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, we are still holding the contest for best moment where your boyfriend or girlfriend is taking too long, just like in last week's episode where Heidi just couldn't get ready fast enough.
But she's so funny.
So funny and smart. Please, it's not just funny, it's smart.
You're right.
Too.
No, you're right. She's both.
Once again, at Christian DMZ, at Phil Svitek, at AfterBuzz for the whole network, we've got Steph Sabra, we've got Stephen Lemieux. They'll return in the future episodes for sure. Excited to talk about next week when that episode comes out. In the meantime, thank you guys as always. We'll see
you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.